A new color on Ancient Man.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors and contributing writers for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, our Creation Magazine featured a story about cloth dye and so-called primitive man. Tell us about that story.
Well, scientists have long puzzled over how the ancient Jews made a certain blue dye. It was used to color garments that were worn during religious ceremonies. Although scientists knew that the dye was prepared from a pigment taken from shellfish, the exact knowledge of how to produce it was lost over 1,500 years ago. Now the mystery has apparently been solved. It seems that fermentation was the key. An amateur scientist took the blue pigment from a shellfish called cockles and then fermented it for 10 days at about 120 degrees Fahrenheit. The watery solution turned green, but when a cloth dipped in the green fluid was dried in the sun, the dye reacted with the oxygen in the air and turned blue. So the idea that ancient man was primitive just doesn't fit with the evidence. He was intelligent and innovative. In Genesis, we learn that early man actually built cities and made musical instruments. In fact, if early man was so primitive, why are we still trying to learn how they accomplished so many things? You know what? It's the Bible's history that's true.
Have you ever wondered where all the different races or people groups came from? The Bible has the answer, as Ken Ham shares in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.